The Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. You are about to hear the encouraging word with Bishop E.A.T. Saki. Bishop E.A.T. Saki is an assistant to Bishop Dag Hayward-Mills and serves as the resident bishop of the Kadesh, the Church on Fire. This word will bring you hope, comfort, encouragement, salvation, and much more. Join Bishop E.A.T. Saki as he ministers the infallible word of God.
Deep Devil, devil, tremble. What a mighty God we serve. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Everything we dignify you. Hey, you are great, you are great. You are great. You are great, you are great, yeah. Everything within about you is great. Oh, you are great, you are great, you are great, yes, you are. Great, yes, you are. You are great. You are great. You are great. Hey, everything within about you is great. Hey, you are great. Jesus, you are great. Awesome, you are great. You are great. You. Hey, you are great. You're great. Oh yes you are. Oh yes you are. Demons tremble at your presence. Oh Jesus, what a mighty God we serve. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Everything written, everything written about you. Somebody say, demons tremble at your presence. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. You are great. to God we serve.
What a mighty God we serve.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Everything written,
everything written about you
is fair. I say demons, demons tremble.
Demons tremble at your breath.
What a mighty God we serve.
What a mighty God we serve.
You are great.
You are great.
You are great.
You are great.
Oh, you are great. Oh, you are great. You are great. Everything written about you is great.
Hallelujah. Lift your two hands to the Lord. Just say thank you to Him.
Thank you to Him. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank Him.
Thank Him this beautiful morning, the first Sunday of 2018. You can lift your hands wherever you are. You can lift your hands to Him. Say thank you to Him. Bless Him. Bless Him. Tell Him how much you appreciate Him.
Tell Him how much you love Him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Please, He deserves every worship. Lift your hands to Him and say thank you to Him. Bless His name. Bless His name. Bless His name. He's worthy. He's worthy. Everything written about Him is great.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless you.
We bless you. We bless you. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We honor you. We thank you for everyone that is in this service today. You are indeed great. Everything written about you is great. We can never stop thanking you. We can never stop worshiping you. You are the greatest of all. You are the greatest of all. This morning our hearts are full of gratitude. We thank you for what you have done in our lives, for who you are to us, and for what you mean to us. I pray that in the name of Jesus, you will minister to everyone here. Let your word be relevant and applicable to us. Show us your way and teach us your path. We thank you. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. How many of you are happy to be here this first Sunday? Wonderful. Put your hand on your neighbor's shoulder and tell him, you are a miracle. You are a miracle. It's not that you have a miracle. You are the miracle. You are the miracle. Well, it's a blessing to be in church. James chapter 1 and verse number 17. James chapter 1 verse number 17, and I'll ask all of us to once again stand to your feet and read it out, and after that you can sit down. Alright, it's on the screen in case this is actually a memory verse for today. Alright, can we all read it together?
Yes.
I would ask you to read it louder than you did this time. Ready, go.
Hello.
For the very last time, and read it out. If you can recite it, tell your neighbor this verse. You can't, just look at your neighbor and read it to him. Ready, go. James. Every good. Hallelujah. All right, now it's overworking. Clap your hands for the Lord and sit on top of your enemies. Amen. This year is a year of good things. Those who said amen, your good things will come very quickly. It is your year of good things. Do you believe it? What good things are you expecting from the Lord? Hallelujah. What good things are you expecting from the Lord? Hallelujah. Good things. Good things. Bible says that every good and perfect gift comes from MPP. What a shock. Every good and perfect gift comes from what region? Is that what the Bible says? What a shock. Tokwe, are you there? Every good and perfect gift comes from Ecobank. Are you there? Every good and perfect gift comes from the United States of America. My Bible, there's a mistake in my Bible. Every good and perfect gift comes from London. Hello? Somebody say I. Who said I? Who said I? Who said I? When it says somebody said London or suicide, then you die early, boo. Are you there? Every good and perfect gift comes from NDC. Somebody must collapse when I said NDC. What a shock. Every good and perfect gift comes from above. Hallelujah. Clap your hands for the Lord. Amen. Every good and perfect gift comes from above. Amen. This year, good and perfect gifts are coming to you. Amen. A good husband is coming to you. Amen. A good wife is coming to you. Amen. A good job is coming to you. Amen. Good money is coming to you. Amen. Receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you here? Amen. A good mobile phone is coming to you. Amen. I'm telling you. Do you believe in good things? Sisters, a good wig is coming to you. Receive it in Jesus' name. I see someone driving a good car, a good car. Receive it in Jesus' name. It's a good year. It's a good year. A good contract is coming to somebody here. Receive it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Are you still there?
I said, are you still there? Yes. Every good and every perfect gift, it comes from above. Amen. Put that scripture up again. It comes, amen, every good and perfect gift is from above and cometh down. I see something coming down from heaven. I see something coming down from heaven. Are you there? Now you see, if I have this mobile phone, if I have this iPad, and I give it to Auntie Agatha, you see, it is, it looks this way, but actually it is coming from above. May good things come from above into your life in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Are there believers in this service? I said, are there believers in this service? Are there people looking above today? May God rain down good things into your life. I see it coming down. I see good things coming down from above. I said, coming down from above. Shout amen. Somebody's changing their job. Somebody's changing their job. You are getting a better job. A well-paid job. Receive it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I see somebody getting married in our wedding chapel. I see somebody getting married. I see a baby dedication. I see baby dedications. Receive it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I see somebody moving into your own house. I say you are moving into your own house. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Amen. I see somebody's center multiplying. Your birth center is multiplying. I see the church multiplying. Receive it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Every good and every perfect gift is from above and comes down. It's coming down. It's coming down this year. It's coming down in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Bible says it's coming down from the Father of lights. From the Father of what? May every darkness leave your life. You will not walk in darkness in 2018. I said you will not walk in darkness in 2018. Receive it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Bible says with whom there is no variableness. In other words, he does not change. God is a constant. When something is variable, it changes. Men change. Have you met a man who has changed before? Who said, I love you, I love you, I love you. And change, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you. What a shock. Have you seen a girl who has changed before? You are the only sugar in my garri. You have seen with your own eyes. What a shock. Even you. You are changing. I said you are changing. Some time ago your face was smoother. But now there are a few signs on your face. Everybody changes. The shirt you wear, it changes. Wash it a few times. It will change. Are you there? I said, are you there? The shoe you wear, it will change. The chair you sit on will change. Even this beautiful church, it can change. That's why we keep painting. And paint, but God doesn't need any painting. God never changes. Clap your hands for the Lord. Bible says Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. Give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Are you still here? God never changes. He is the same. He is the same. God is not moved by emotions. I don't feel like. Have you ever woken up and you don't feel like going to church before? Can I see anybody's hand? You don't feel like. You don't feel like. Have you met somebody and you don't feel like smiling before? Am I asking somebody a question? You don't feel like smiling. Even this morning, you didn't feel like coming to church. And smiling too. Yes. When you are driving, you insult all the drivers on the way because you don't feel like, oh, wow, what a shock.
But God is not moved by emotions. Say amen. Amen. There's not one day that you ring God on his phone and God will not pick that call. I'll say it again. There's not one moment when you can ring God on the phone and God will not pick his call. Some of your friends, you ring them, they see your number, say, I won't pick this call. I will not pick this call. Crying, 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 crying. The mobile phone you called has not responded. Not that he has left you to, he has seen it, but he's not answering. He does that to you. Not only to you, he does that to a few more people. Now, am I talking to anybody here? Hello, are you still in church? Are you still in church? Sometimes they even turn off their phones. The number you are calling is calling is out of coverage area. No worry. Sometimes they can block you. But as for God, his phone is always open for you. Why don't you clap your hands for Jesus? Amen. Am I preaching to anybody here? God is a constant. There's no variableness. God never has a bad day. Today is such a bad day that you can't pray and God will. God say, I don't want to hear anybody's prayer because it's a bad day. God doesn't have a bad day. Say amen. Amen. This year 2018, may he answer every prayer you offer to him. Shout amen. Amen. Sit down, let me continue preaching to you. Amen. Are you still in church? Hallelujah. There's no variableness, nor shadow of turning. Amen. No shadow of turning. So today, on this very particular Sunday that we call Covenant Sunday, I want to share with you from Deuteronomy chapter 30. Deuteronomy chapter 30. A very short passage of scripture. Well, long, but I'll stay here for a while so that I can look short. Find Deuteronomy chapter 30 and we shall read together by the help of God. Amen. Amen. The Bible says, and it shall come to pass. Thank you, Lord. Everything will come and pass. 2018 will come and pass. And you'll be smiling and dancing. When all these things are come upon thee, and the blessing and the curse which I have set before thee, and thou shalt call them to mind among all the nations whither the Lord thy God hath driven thee. Verse 2, and shall return unto the Lord thy God, and shall obey his voice according to all that I command thee this day, thou and thy children, with all thine heart and with all thy soul. Then the Lord thy God will turn thy captivity and have compassion on thee. May God turn every captivity away from you. Amen. May God show you compassion. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And will return and gather thee from all the nations whither the Lord thy God had scattered thee. If any of thine be driven out unto the utmost and all that. Okay, verse 5. And the Lord thy God will bring thee into the land which thy fathers possessed, and thou shalt possess it. This year, you possess your blessing. At the back, are you still in church? I said, this year, you possess your blessing. Bible says, and possess it, and he will do thee good and multiply thee above thy fathers. This is a prophetic word for somebody here. It says, he will do thee good. God will do you good. You didn't hear what I said? I said, you do what? Amen. Amen. Look, the New Living Translation says, verse 5, the Lord your God will return you to the land that belonged to your ancestors, and you will possess the land again. Then he will make you even more prosperous and numerous than your ancestors. Hallelujah. God will make you more prosperous than your fathers. Some people did, all of you here didn't say amen, isn't it? Hallelujah. God will do you good. Tell your neighbor, God will do you good. When someone will do, say, someone say they do you good, man, they do you show. He will do you show. God will do you show. This year, I am believing God. Everybody in this church, if you can hear me now, it's a year I've been waiting for.
Amen.
I said, the year you have been waiting for, God will do you good. Amen. He will do you good. Amen. And multiply thee. I see your business multiplying. I see your finances multiplying. I see our church multiplying. I see your center multiplying. Do you believe it? May God multiply your joy. May God multiply your peace. May God multiply all that you have. Receive it in the name of Jesus. May God give you more contracts. I'm preaching. Hallelujah. He will do you good and multiply you. Verse 6. And the Lord thy God will circumcise thy heart and the heart of thy seed to love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul, that thou mayest live. You see, as God blesses us, he will also cause us to love him more. This year we will love the Lord. We will serve the Lord. Oh, work for the Lord. I wish somebody shouted amen. Are you still in church? Let me go on to the verse I want to get to. Bible says, and the Lord thy God will put all these curses upon thy enemies, and so on and so forth. Now go to verse number 9. Verse 9. And the Lord thy God will make thee plenteous in every work of your hand. I don't know who this one refers to. I don't know who this one refers to here. The Lord your God will make you plenteous in every work of your hand. If you sow, may God make you plenteous in the work of your hand. If you're a hairdresser, may God make give you plenteous customers. Say amen. Every work you do. If you have a school, may your school multiply. May your shop multiply. May God multiply the work of your hand. You will not end the year in debt. You will end as a prosperous person. If you have one shop, you are going to open 3 shops at the end of the year. Somebody should shout amen. Hallelujah. If you have a business of driving a car, having a car, transport, whatever, may God give you more cars. God will multiply the work of your hand. I said, God will multiply the work of your hand. I'm preaching. Amen. And you multiply the fruit of thy body. Amen. What a way. And the fruit of thy cattle. And the fruit of thy land. For good. For good. Amen. Amen. For the Lord will again rejoice over thee for good.
Hallelujah.
As he rejoiced over thy fathers.
Amen.
Clap your hands for the Lord. Now, the New Living Translation puts it beautifully. It says, the Lord your God will then make you successful in everything you do. Every student here, you will pass your exam. You'll be successful in your exam. Any interview you are scheduled for, you'll be successful in that interview. Can you believe it? Because it says, the Lord your God will then make you successful in everything you do. As a bus center leader, you'll be successful in your bus center. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. As a wife, you be a successful wife. You be a successful husband. Shout amen. Everything you do, God will make you successful.
Tell your neighbor that you are the reason for this verse. You are the reason for this verse. No, tell him that as if you are not afraid of him. Tell you are the reason for this verse. I see successful people sitting over here. David, I see success written on your face. I see God making you successful. Hallelujah. God will make you successful in everything you do. In everything you do. In everything you do. In everything you do. Your ministry will be successful. Your preaching will be successful. Your home will be successful. Your business will be successful. Your training will be successful. Your journey will be successful. Receive it in Jesus' name. Anything you are doing, you will succeed in it. I'm preaching, I tell you. Anything you are undertaking, it will be a successful story. You have a successful story. What a word. I said, what a word. My God, it's working. Amen. He will give you many children and numerous livestock. That is numerous bank accounts. And he will cause your fields to produce abundant harvests. Did you hear that? He will cause your fields to produce abundant harvests. And to be, I see your field producing abundant harvests. Amen. For the Lord will again delight in being good to you. He will be happy to be good to you. Irene, God will be delighted in being good to you. In other words, I'm just happy when I do you show. Hallelujah. Now sit down, let me complete this one. What a word. Amen. Now this is very important. We have come to a very important point. Verse 10. If somebody say if is a if, it means something. What do they mean of the word if? Conditional word. If. All right. If condition, that means that something depends on something. Am I talking to anybody here? Something depends on something. If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God, to keep his commandments and his statutes which are written in this book of the law, and if thou turn unto the Lord thy God with all your heart and with all your soul. It's a good place to clap your hands. So the condition precedence, the condition that will bring the blessing and the success and the multiplication and the increase, is if you will hearken to the commandment of the Lord your God. Can I have an amen? Now, what is the commandment we are talking about here? Let me read and continue with you as we wrap up this very important service. As I was sitting down this morning in the office and I was praying, God told me that this morning when you come to church, I should anoint everybody for the year 2018. Hallelujah. So I'm going to end this very briefly. Anointed those who came for first service, and I'm going to anoint you also. Can I have an amen? We are clearing every devil out of your way. Every evil interruption is going to be cleared out of your way. Shout amen. Very good. Today is the first Sunday. Am I right? Now listen to this. He says, if you hearken, if you do this and this and this and this. Now he says that, verse 11, for this commandment which I command thee this day, it is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off. Now you see, I need for you to understand this. That you see, God is looking for a reason to bless you. Say, Bishop, say it again. I will say it again. God is looking for a conditional reason to bless you. Is there anything I can stand on to bless you? You see, God is a God of covenants. He would always ask you to do something so that he will use it as a basis for the blessing on your life. But you see, the interesting thing is this. What God will require of you is so small compared to the blessing that God is going to pour into your life. You didn't hear. That's why I didn't clap. I'll say it again. I'm saying that what God requires of you, it is so insignificant compared to the amount of blessing that he wants to give you. So God is saying that if you will do this, then I will do you good. I will multiply I will bless the work of your hand if you will do this. Now you see, as a father, there are some things that I can do for my children. My children don't work, they are students. They don't earn any money. I look after them, I give them pocket money, I buy clothes for them, I give them all whatever they need. But I also expect something from my children. But you see, what I expect from my children is not a big thing. I tell them, wash the dishes. Is it a big deal to wash dishes? I'm asking, is it a big deal? Wash 7 plates that we all eat from. Mop the floor. Do this. Now, I have the power. I have the power to buy them 3-piece suits. I have the power even to buy them plane tickets. But all I want is for them to wash the dishes. Do you understand? And to mop the floor. It is not a big deal. So you see, what I'm asking my children to do is nothing compared to what I can do for them. So you see, God requires something small from you. That if you will hearken and do it, what will come into your life will be so amazing. Somebody clap your hands for the Lord. So you see, sometimes when I see them, and then I see the way after they eat, and we all eat, and they sit and begin to watch television, and one of them will pick the plate and wash them, and a friend he'll wash them. Every time one person is washing them, when I go out and I buy a present and I give to them, say, "Daddy, what did you forget us?" "I didn't forget you. The one who washed that touched my heart and opened a certain door for me to pour a certain blessing into his life." Shout amen. But you see, let me show you. Look at this scripture. Look at it here. The New Living Translation. Look at it. Verse 11. What does God require? The Bible says that this command I'm giving you today is not too difficult for you to understand. And it is not beyond your reach. What God is asking you to do is not too difficult. And it is not beyond your reach. Say amen. Verse 12. It says, "It is not kept in heaven so distant that you must ask who will go up into heaven and bring it down so we can hear it and obey. It is not kept beyond the sea so far that you must ask who will cross the sea to bring it to us so we can hear and obey it." That's what God is saying. God is saying that, listen, my children, what I'm asking you to do is not so far that you have to climb into heaven and bring it. When I tell my children to wash their dishes, I'm not asking them to go to Lever Brothers and go and buy soap. The soap is here. The sponge is here. They don't have to go and fetch water from the river desert to come and wash their dishes. The tap is running. So what I'm asking, it is not too much to do. Can you understand? Are you here? It is not beyond you. All you need, that's what God is saying. What I'm asking you to do, it is not in heaven, it is not across the sea. God is not asking you to hang yourself. Say amen. You see, what God wants to stand on to bless you is not too difficult. Say amen. Are you still in church? Ask your neighbor, are you still in church? Listen, God is not asking you, my brother, to do the impossible. God is not saying that, hey, from today, go and hang yourself and then or hang up so that I'll bless you. No. He said, it is not so far into heaven that you must go and bring it. It is not across the sea that you want to cross and go and bring before you can do it. God's commandments are not burdensome. God is asking you to do something small, something so little, But he will still use it as a basis for your blessing. Amen. How many of you are hearing what I'm saying? If God says, save me, come to church all the time, join a ministry, join something, is it too much? No, answer, is it too much? No, answer me, if it's too much, I may change it. Is it too much to come to church on Sunday? Is it too much to pay your tithes? No, I didn't hear you, so if you didn't say, answer. Is it too much? Is it too much? Is it too much? God is saying that what I'm asking you, it is not beyond the sea that you have to cross over. When I say, boys, wash the dishes, I'm saying that there's soap, there's water, there's sponge. Just use it here. Don't go and fetch water from the riverside and come. The tap is running. The soap is here. The sponge is here. Dishes are here. Just wash them. Within 5 minutes, you are done. And that little thing can open a certain great door for your blessing. Can I have an amen? Sometimes some of this, that little tithe you're holding in your hand, you come here and say, Lord, I honor you with your tithe. That is actually a great door for a great blessing into your life. Say amen. That joining the choir, maybe all that God wants you to do is join the choir and sing. God said, become an usher in the church. Do something in my house so that it will become the basis for my blessing you. 2018, may you not miss out the blessing of God for your life. Shout amen. Are you still in church? I said, are you still in church? Am I speaking to anybody here? It's not too much. God is not asking you to do the impossible. No. He says, if it is in heaven, if it is across the sea, then you can understand. But it's just here. As you do it, you see how God will honor you. Let me finish preaching. What a word I'm preaching today. Hallelujah. Are you ready for the anointing? Can I have the oil? Put the oil up here. 3 or 2 bowls. Now listen, quickly. I'm ending now. This year you never fail in Jesus' name. I said you never fail in Jesus' name. You never miss out on your blessing in Jesus' name. It will happen. I said it will happen. Hallelujah. Now it goes on to say, which verse are we on? 13 says, it is not 13 says, it is not kept beyond the sea, alright? And then verse 14, no, the message is very close at hand. It is on your lips and it is in your heart so that you can obey it. Now 15 is the verse you are waiting for. Now listen. Let's go to the King James. See, I have said before thee this day, life and good, death and evil. In that day, in that I command thee, and so on and so forth. Now God starts to say, to tell us here, go down all the way to verse number 19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your seed may live. Hallelujah! Today, I'm giving you the choice between life and death, between blessings and cursing. Now, I call in heaven and earth to witness a choice, the choice you make. Oh, that you will choose life so that you and your descendants might live. The choice you make today will affect you and your children. Somebody say amen. God said, I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Oh, that you may choose life and live. Amen. Fuseni, are you there? God is saying to everybody here, there are two the options. There's life and blessing here. There's death and cursing on the side. And it's important, oh, that you may choose life. May you choose life today. I said, may you choose life today. Hallelujah. And when you choose life, it will affect you and affect your children. It will affect people around you. May your blessing overflow and affect people around you in the name of Jesus. You will live. You will live. May you choose life. Lift your right hand and say, I choose life. I choose life. Say, I choose blessing. Hallelujah. Do you believe what I'm saying? Are you choosing real life? Bible says, if you choose life, you and your children will live. Amen. You will never die. You will not die before your time. You will not die before your time. You will not die before your time. You are making a choice to obey God. You are making a choice to follow God. You are making a choice to walk with God. And the Bible says, if you choose life, you and your children will live. I see your blessing affecting your children. I see that blessing affecting generations ahead of you. Can I have an amen? Are you still in church? I said, are you still in church? Now, what is there? I want to say two things to you as we close. Two very simple things that I believe God wants you to do. Number one, God wants you to serve Him continuously. Say amen. Turn your Bible quickly with me to Daniel chapter 6 and verse number 16. Daniel chapter 6. Hello? Verse number 16. Then the king commanded, and the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, thy God, whom thou servest continually, he will deliver you. Hallelujah. The unbeliever king said, the king said to Daniel, thy God, whom thou serve continually, will deliver you. 2018, may you serve God continually. I said, may you serve God continually. 2018, don't be somebody who is sleeping at home on Sunday morning. Don't be somebody who refuses to. May you serve God continually. And that is the if clause. The king had been watching Daniel. He had been seeing the way Daniel goes to church. He had been seeing the way Daniel loves God. He had been seeing the way Daniel is active in his church. And the king, when they put Daniel in the den of lion, the king said, thy God, whom you serve continually, he will deliver you. May God deliver you from every mouth of every lion and every snare and every trap in the name of Jesus. Shout amen. God will deliver you. Look at verse 20. Verse 20 of the same chapter. The Bible says, 20. And when he came to the den, the king, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said unto Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from the lions? Thy God, but your neighbors have seen you come to church. Your friends have seen you serve God. They are watching what will happen. May this see the deliverance of God on your life in the name of Jesus. You will never be a laughing stock. You will never be a laughing stock. You will never be a source of ridicule. They will see God deliver you and deliver and deliver you. May your God, whom you serve continually, deliver you from the mouth of the lion in the name of Jesus. Are you still here? They've been watching you. I said they've been watching you. They will see God deliver you. May deliverance come upon you in 2018. Shout amen. The lions will never eat you up. Shame will not be your story. Embarrassment will not be your story. Disgrace will not be your story. Poverty will not be your story. May your God that you serve continually deliver you in the name of Jesus. Any trap that the enemy has laid for your feet, may God deliver you in 2018. Any plan of the enemy, may God deliver you in 2018. Thy God, whom you continually serve, may he deliver you. Shout amen. Now, the next thing I want you to do is in, I want you to look at is in Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 47. So you serve God continually. You must never decide to miss church. Join something, be active, serve Him, He will deliver you. And now, Deuteronomy 28, the Bible says, because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Then it goes on to say, what will happen to you? Then therefore, thou servest, you serve your enemy and all that. You serve hunger. You'll be thirsty. You'll be naked. You want everything. You'll be a yoke on your neck and you'll be destroyed. Because you did not serve the Lord with joyfulness and gladness of heart. The second thing I need for you to do this year, you need to serve God with joyfulness and gladness of heart. Shout amen. Amen. You must never do the work of God grudgingly. 2018, may there be joy in your serving. I didn't hear you say amen. 2018, may you not come to church with a long, twisted, fallen face. May there be joy in your life. May there be shoutings in our church. May there be dancing in our church. May there be rejoicing in our church. May we serve the Lord with joyfulness and gladness of heart. Somebody shout yes. I said shout yes. Are you still in church? He said, because you did not serve the Lord your God with joyfulness and gladness of heart. I pray for you that your serving God will be full of joyfulness. Will be full of gladness of heart. Hallelujah. That when we look at you serving God, there'll be so much attraction over your life. You are so attractive. The joy that gleams, that comes out of you. You are gleaming with joy. You are beaming with joy. They see that there's something in serving God. What a word. What a word. Choristers, when you sing, may there be joyfulness in your singing. Shout amen. Teach me, when you come to church, nobody is allowed this year. I disallow you to come to church and sit down and look bomb like you are a statue. May there be joy and excitement in your life. Lift your hand and shout hallelujah. Some of you must plan to change your friends, because some of your friends are too dull. Some of your friends are too dull. But this year, we want to see you dancing for the Lord. Want to see you shouting for the Lord. Want to see you lifting your hands to the Lord. Want to see you kneeling and lifting your hands to God. May there be joy in our hearts. Shout hallelujah. May we serve God with joyfulness. I said, may we serve God with joyfulness. May there be gladness in our hearts. Shout hallelujah, somebody. Welcome to church. I said, welcome to church. A church full of joy, full of gladness, full of excitement. Hallelujah. Am I talking to anybody here? You see, when somebody serves you, and the way the person is serving you, the person is serving okay, but there's no excitement about it. You don't even feel like eating what the person has served you. You don't feel like having it because the person is serving you, but the attitude is too bad. So God is looking at your as we are taking, as you are bringing your tithes. Let there be excitement in holding the card. Let know that you are serving a God who is able to bless and reward you and favor you. Lift your hand and shout amen. Am I talking to anybody here? Ask your neighbor. Shake him and say, let there be joy. Let there be joy in your life. Say 2018. Shake your head. 2018. No dullness is allowed on my road. Tell him, no dullness is allowed on my road. I say, hold the shoulder and shake him and say, 2018. No dullness allowed in my road. 2018. There might be life in your life. 2018. There might be joy in your life. 2018. There will be excitement in your life. Come and lift your voice and give the Lord a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter your age. Dancing is for you, not for young men. It's for people like us. Hallelujah. Are you still in church? Once again, ask your neighbor, how old are you? Tell me your age. How old are you? How old are you? Oh, me, I look like 17 because I'm dancing like a 17-year-old boy. I am jumping like a 17-year-old boy. I'm serving the Lord with joyfulness. 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 Shout yeah! Come on, shout yeah! Amen. How many of you are still in church? Ask anybody, are you still in church? Say, is there joyfulness in your serving? Are you happy to serve the Lord? Are you happy in this church? Are you happy to come to church? Ask him, is there joy in your life? May God give you abundance of all things. May you possess abundance of all things. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And as you serve him continually, as you serve him with joyfulness, new doors will be opened for your life. New doors will be opened for your life. New opportunities will come to you. God will give you good things from heaven. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive in the name of Jesus. Am I talking to anybody here? I see a wife. I see a wife here. As you are dancing in church, you go home and tell your husband, I feel something moving inside. There's a baby right there. Shout hallelujah. Somebody will be dancing in church. By the time you go home, you have an email. A new job has landed right for you. Give the Lord a shout. Are you still in church? I said, are you still in church? I see somebody. As you lift your hands and worshiping God, by the time you step out and turn on your phone, you have received a plane ticket to go to America for a holiday. May God bless you. May God bless you. May God favor you as you serve the Lord with joyfulness. May God surprise you. Your surprise is coming. Your surprise is coming. I want you to get up and tell seven people, your surprise is on the way. Your surprise. Your surprise. Your surprise on the way. Your surprise is on the way. It's coming. Tell them it's coming. That new job, that baby, that husband, that wife, that dog, come down, I'm shaking. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It is coming. It is coming. Receive that blessing. It's coming to your life. It's coming to your life. You will never be the same. You will never be the same. You will never be the same. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Promotion is coming. I said promotion is coming. Success is coming. As you clap your hands, a new door is opening for your life. Give the Lord a shout. A shout of praise. Do you believe it? I said, do you believe it? This year, good things are happening. Good things are happening. They'll come on people who are serving the Lord with joyfulness. Joyfulness. My God, I see something. I see God dispatching an angel with a parcel in his hand. And God is saying, look at that, my son. Look at that, my daughter. Who is lifting her hand? Who is dancing? Who is shouting? Go and give this special blessing. Give this special gift. Give this special gift to my child. Give it to him. Give it to him. Give it to him. I'm preaching. May your angel not pass you by. I say, may your angel not pass you by. May the angel carrying your blessing not pass you by. Because when the angel came, somebody that you should have got a parcel, you are sitting down, boom, and you are sleeping. And the angel say, I can't find the one. And God is saying, look at the one standing by. Look at the one standing by. Give that parcel to him. Give that house. Give that car. Give that blessing. Receive it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Your blessing is coming. Your blessing is coming. Tell your neighbor, watch out. Watch me 2018. Watch me drive my new car. Watch me move into a nice house. Watch me with mega money. Watch the blessing of God on my life. Come on, give the Lord one more shout. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Do you believe what I'm saying? I said, do you believe what I'm saying? Do you believe what I'm saying? You don't have any money in your pocket. But as you are dancing, as you are shouting, God will bring a blessing. God will favor you. God will help you. God will honor you. Receive it in Jesus' name. Receive it in Jesus' name. I'm preaching. Karo shaka bahato satai. Randeribo kabandiri bahataya. May God surprise you. May God surprise you. May God answer your prayer. May God satisfy your good things. Receive it in Jesus' name. Receive it in Jesus' name. What a way. What a way. What a way. Once again, tell your neighbor, should say, neighbor, watch out this year. Say, watch me this year. I will be dancing. I'll be shouting. I'll be serving the Lord continually. Nothing can stop me. Nothing can stop me. Nothing can stop me. Nothing can stop me. Yay! Yay! Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lift your right hand. Say, I will not stop praising God. Say, I will serve God continually. This year, nothing will stop me from coming to church. This year, no sickness, no disease, nothing, nothing, absolutely nothing will stop me from serving the Lord continually. I will serve the Lord on Monday, on Tuesday, on Wednesday, on Thursday, on Friday, on Saturday, and on Sunday. Out of shot. Yeah. Amen. Tell your neighbor, ask him, when I shout, does it bother you? Does it bother you? Tell him, then close your ears. I'm about to shout for the last time. Give the Lord a shout. A shout of praise. A shout of praise. A shout of praise. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. Receive your blessing. Receive your blessing. Receive fresh opportunity. Receive the favor of the Lord. Receive it now. 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 In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lift your two hands up high. Korabashiki. For 2 minutes, I want you to just begin to thank the Lord. Everybody, for 2 minutes, just thank Him. Thank Him. Say, Lord, I thank You. 2018, I will serve You continually. 2018, I will serve You with gladness. 2018, oh Jesus, lift your hands and thank Him. Thank Him. Karo shakabahatosi. Manda kibato karabahata. Lift your hands up. Lift your voice. Bless Him. Bless Him. Bless Him. Bless Him. Bless Him. Rakata mahakata 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 on to the Lord and sing it. To the Lord and sing it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Can I have all the pastors and leaders come to me, please? Zonal leaders and pastors, come. Yeah, lift your hands up to the Lord. I'm going to pray for everybody in the next 10 minutes. Will be done. Yeah, lift your hands up to the Lord. Counselors, teachers of the schools, join us as we pray. May you be blessed. May you be blessed. 2018 will be a good year. Receive the touch of God now. Jesus. Jesus. Thank you for your touch. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for your blessing. Be blessed. Be blessed. Oh, Jesus. Be blessed. This year shall be a good year. It shall be a good year. Take every goodness of the Lord. Every goodness of the Lord. Every goodness of the Lord. It shall be yours. Receive it now. Receive it now. May God visit you. May God help you. Receive it now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Receive it. Receive the grace of God. Receive the blessing of God. Jesus. Jesus. Counselors, teachers, join us. Receive it now. Receive it now. Quickly, quickly. Now, from this side, those on this side, come and join us. Thank you, Jesus. Receive the help of God. Jesus. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be favored. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now from this side. Everybody from this side. Let them come. Receive the help of God. May God help you. May God be gracious to you. May God pour grace upon your life. Receive it now. Jesus. Lift your hands up in front here. Receive it. Receive the touch. Receive the help of God. Jesus. Jesus. Yeah, lift your hands up to the Lord. Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for your blessing. Bless. Bless. I anoint you for 2018. You will not fail. It shall be a good year. It shall be a good year. Receive it now. Lift your hands to the Lord. Lift your hands up. Lift your hands up to the Lord. Jesus. Jesus. Bless. Bless. Bless, Lord. Bless, Lord. Jesus. Thank you for your touch. Receive the touch of God. Be blessed. Be blessed. Thank you, Lord. Then lift your hands in front here. Receive it now. Receive it now. God is doing great things in your life. God is doing great things in your life. 2018 shall be a good year. I anoint you. I anoint you with the anointing of God. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. Jesus, thank you for your power. Thank you for your anointing. Yes. Jesus. Yeah, lift your hands up in front here. Jesus, receive the touch of God. Receive the touch of God now. Receive it now. Jesus, Jesus, receive it now. Receive it now. Yes, yes. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your anointing. Yeah, lift your hands up. Lift your hands up. Jesus, Karosha Kabahatosi, Rabababanda, Jesus, bless everyone here. Listen. God told me that I should touch every single person here. If you have faith and you believe, as I pray and I touch you, just by the touch, something new is happening in your life in 2018. By the touch of the oil, things are changing. God is reorganizing your life. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. Yes, 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 yes. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, let your power work. Let your power fall. Jesus, Jesus, receive it now. Receive the touch. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I bless every one of you. I bless you. I bless you. Yes, I bless you this morning. I bless you now. Receive the blessing of the Lord. Receive it now. Receive it now. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Yes, Jesus. Do new work. Fresh work. In this life, Lord. I bless you now. Receive the touch of God. Ha karo shaka bahato. Randaralabo shibaha. Jesus. Jesus. Everybody join in the worship. Join in the worship. The power of God is here. God is healing. God is changing lives. Jesus. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your power. Hold the baby. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. I bless you. I bless you. I bless you now. In the name of Jesus. Mahanda Kabato. Jesus. Jesus. Thank you. Lift your hands up. Lift your hands up. Jesus. Receive it now. Receive the touch of God. Receive the touch of God. Ah, Karosha Bandaria. Randalabo, Shiki Bahata. Randalaba Kandaraboshi. Randa Kabato Kazita. Zumbrada, Rando, Rabani. Receive the help of God. Receive the touch of God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for your power. Pour your power upon him, man. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Thank you. Receive the help of God. Receive the touch of God. Jesus. Jesus, God will make the story different. Your story is changing from now. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, thank you for your power. Thank you for your power. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Jesus, fulfill your good way. Fulfill your good way. Fulfill your good way. Fulfill your good way. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Receive it now. Receive it now. Jesus. Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Receive the touch. Receive the touch of God. Yes. Yes. Take it now. Take it now. Jesus, I bless you. I bless you this morning. I bless you. Be blessed. Be blessed. Jesus. 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 Thank you. Yes. Yes. Take it now. Take it now. Take it now. Take the power. Go with the power. Go with the presence. Go with the anointing. Thank you, Lord. Receive it. Receive it. Bless. Bless. Total recovery. Total recovery. Total recovery. It's yours. Jesus. Jesus. Yes. Yes. Yes, Jesus. Bless. Bless. Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Open the door. Open the door, Lord. Thank you for victory. Thank you for victory. Receive it now. Receive it now. Jesus. 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 Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Receive it now. Oh, yes. I bless you. I bless you. In a place of curse, I speak a blessing. I speak a blessing. Yes, it's yours. It's yours. It's yours. Take it. Take it. Take it now. Jesus. 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 Thank you for your power. Yes. Receive it. Receive it now. Receive it now. Jesus. Jesus. Lift your hands in front here. Jesus. Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your power. Jesus. 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 Yes. Receive the help of God. Receive the touch of God. Now. Take it now. Jesus. 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 Thank you for your power. Rato Bahanda Rabashi. Rababakabaha. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it now. Receive it now. Jesus. Jesus. Thank you. Yes. 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 A new door. New opportunity. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Receive it now. Receive it now. You may hear the as I say. Your mouth will so die. You know, say yes. What's on you may hear the as I say. Jesus, thank you for your power. The power of God is here. The presence of the Lord is here. God is visiting his people. God is satisfying us with good things. My God, he will do you good. He will do you good and multiply and multiply the work of your hand. You will increase. You will see success. Jesus, 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 thank you. Receive the touch of God. Receive the help of God. May God help you. May God help you. May God help you. Yes, yes, yes. Jesus, Jesus. Thank you for your power. Jesus. I anoint you. I anoint you this morning. Do a new work, Lord. Do a new work, Lord. Roshakabahato. Receive it now. That God is pouring his prayer, power. God is pouring his power on your life.
Yes.
Yes. Lift your hands up in front of you. Yes. Yes.
Bless.
Jesus. 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 Yes. Every curse is reversed. Every curse is reversed. Thank you for your power. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Receive it now. Receive it now. Jesus. 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 Thank you. Yes, take it now. Take it now. Take it now. Jesus. 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 Thank you for your power. Randalalabo, shiki bahan. Randalababandalalabo, shi. Rababababandarianda. Mako. Rababakondalalabo, shi. I bless you. I bless you. I bless you. Yes. God will bless the work of your hand. Yes. Your business will never go down. You will see the grace. You will see the power. Jesus. Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Receive the touch of God. Receive the touch of God. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Do it, Jesus. Do it, Jesus. Do it, Jesus. Do it, Jesus. Receive it now. Be blessed.
Thank you.
Receive the touch of God. Receive the help of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes. 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 Take it. Take it. It's yours. It's yours. Yes. Yes. Thank you for your blessing. Your time. is your time. 2018 is your year. Yes. Jesus, make your story beautiful. Make your story beautiful. Make your story beautiful. Yes. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. Karosha kabahatos. Yes. 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 Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for your anointing. We be gracious to him, Lord. Thank you for answered prayer. Thank you for victory. Jesus. Jesus. I give you praise. I give you praise. Yes. It's yours. Receive it now. Everybody is receiving. Receive it, Lord. Yes. Yes. Receive it. Receive it. Yes. Jesus. 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 Receive it. Take it now. Take it now. Randall Alabama Shiki Bahata. Thank you for your power. Receive it now. Receive the touch of God. Receive the touch of God. Lord, breathe over him. Breathe over him. Make his life whole. Make his life whole. Make his life whole. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Victory is yours. Victory is yours. It's yours. Jesus. Jesus. Receive it now. Ah, Karosha Kapato. Zandari Baranabosh. To me, Nina. My God. My God. Be blessed. Be blessed. Jesus. Be blessed. Thank you, Lord. Yes. 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 Rosha Bahando Lobos. Mazandiri Bahakata. Mandarababa Rakatoshi. Mahanda Kibahata. Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. For victory, 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 victory. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Jesus. Receive it now. Receive it now. Yes. Thank you, Father. Thank you. victory. Yes. Jesus. Jesus. Bless. It's yours. Take it now. Take it now. Everybody deserves a touch. Everybody deserves a touch. By the word of God. By the word of God. By the word of God. My God. My God. My God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for your power that is at work. Jesus. 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 Thank you. Thank you for a new day. Thank you for a new day. Thank you for a new day. Yes. Receive the help of God. Receive the touch of God. Receive the touch of God. Jesus. 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 And so, everybody join in the worship. Oh, that's all. Yes. 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 Receive it now. Receive it now. God is changing your story. God is changing your story. God is changing your story. Thank you. Thank you for your power. Yes. Jesus. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. I break every hold of the enemy against you. Receive. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Yes. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Give me praise. Thank you. You will never fail. You will never fail. God will help you. God will help you. God will help you. By the anointing. By the anointing. Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Jesus. Receive it. Receive it.
Yes,
Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed.
Thank you.
You are blessed by the oil. By the oil. Something new. Something new. That has never been. Receive the touch of God. Jesus. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for your blessing. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Yes. Jesus. Receive it now. Receive it now. Something is happening. Something is happening.
Oh, open the floodgates.
Take it.
In abundance.
Take it.
And cause of your grace.
Jesus.
To fall on me.
Jesus.
Open the floodgates.
Yes.
In
yes.
abundance.
Yes.
And cause
Jesus.
Your grace.
Receive it. Receive it. Ramon, shake your head. Receive it now. Yes. His power is here. His power is here. My God. My God. My Jesus. My Jesus. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Breathe over him. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Jesus. My God. My God. My God. Thank you for your power. Visit your people. Let nobody be left out. Let nobody be left out. Receiving, receiving, receive the touch, receive the touch, receive the touch. Yes, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Thank you, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. My God. Ronda Shiki Bahatosi. Zika Bahatasa. Ronda Kifatanderia. Rababaka Bandora Laboshi. Mahandiri Bahaka. Zubra Kafata.
There's nothing greater than you.
Visit. Visit. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. For your glory. Thank you. Receive the help of God. Jesus. Jesus. Receive it. Jesus. Jesus. My God. My God. I anoint you. The power of the Spirit. The power of the Spirit. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yes. Bless. Bless. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody stand to your feet now. Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Conviction. Thank you. Yes. Receiving. Receiving. Yeah, lift your hands, everybody. Lift your two hands to the Lord. Thank him this morning. Thank him this morning. Ah, 2018 shall be a good year. A good year. Every good thing that you desire, God will do it. God will bring it to you. God will bring it to you. Receive it. Receive it now. Jesus. Jesus. Yeah, lift your two hands up. Father, we lift our hands to you. Everybody lift your hands up. We lift our hands to you. This Sunday afternoon, I bless every hand lifted by the anointing and by the obedience of your word. I pray that every life here shall be extended. Every life here shall be extended. And I speak an expansion of your blessing. May God expand you. May God expand you. May God expand you. This Sunday afternoon, we lift our hands to heaven. Where every good thing comes from, where every perfect gift comes from, may the doors of heaven be opened on our lives. May the doors of heaven be opened on every life here. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. 2018, I declare that we will not be restrained. We will not be denied. You will not be denied of your blessing. You will not be denied of the goodness of the Lord. Nobody can deny you what is yours. May your blessing come to you in the name of Jesus. May good things come to you in the name of Jesus. We refuse sickness. We refuse accidents. We refuse disaster. We refuse trouble. We refuse every attack of the enemy in the name of Jesus. I pray as their pastor, I pray that everyone here shall be covered. May you be covered. May you be covered by the blood of the Lamb. May you be covered by the anointing. May the anointing hide you. When the evil wind is blowing, may the anointing hide you. When the wicked enemy is passing, may the anointing hide you. When the arrows of Satan are thrown, may the anointing hide you. May the anointing hide you. In the name of Jesus. And now, when the good wind is blowing, may you stand in the direction of the good wind. May you stand in the direction of the good rain. May you stand in the direction of the favor of the Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. What was not possible in 2017, Lord, make it possible in 2018. By your anointing. By your anointing. By your anointing. I speak spiritual blessings, financial blessings, marital blessings. Blessings of the family, blessings of the deep, blessings from above, blessings from beneath. May they come to your bosom in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Blessing that money cannot buy, may it come to you. Blessing that money can buy, may it also come to you. Receive it now. And now I close the door of hospital in the name of Jesus. May you not be hospitalized. May there not be chronic disease in your body. I refuse diseases. I refuse attacks. Diseases in the mind. Diseases in the stomach. Diseases in the chest.
diseases in the womb, diseases in the feet. I refuse it in Jesus' name. Every family curse, I reverse it. I reverse it. And now, may you receive life and blessing. In the place of curse and death, receive life and blessing. Receive life and blessing. Receive life and blessing. Lord, I thank you that from today, people shall inherit what you have purposed for them. May you receive the gift that the angel has been sent to bring to you. Receive that gift the angel has been sent to bring to you. An angel has been dispatched to bring you a blessing. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. Father, I thank you that today, the first Sunday of 2018, shall be a memorable day. We shall remember today. We shall remember today. And we shall give you glory. We thank you, Father. We give you praise. In Jesus' name. Everybody shout it, amen.